ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Way back on this day in 1967, the Box Tops starting a four-week run at number one of the singles chart with this one, The Letter, would sell 4 million copies, receive 2 Grammy nominations. Also a top 10 hit for Joe Cocker in 1970. This voice here, Alex Chilton, the great Alex Chilton from Big Star and elsewhere. You know how old he is here? Alex Chilton, when he laid down vocals for The Letter, was 16 years old. I mean, not bad. The Letter from the Box Tops, number one of this day back in 1967. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. On the phone lines now is Terry Sawchuk, founder of Sawchuk Wealth. You can find them online, sawchukwealth.com, and on Twitter, at Sawchuk Wealth. Terry, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it. More news this week from the feds on interest rate hikes of, I don't know the terminology, was it three quarters of a basis point, whatever it is. It's a lot. It's meant to counteract the effects of inflation. What should we know about this week's Fed activities?
Well, I think the Fed is telling everybody that they're very committed to slowing the economy down. And it's 1 basis point is 1/100th of a percent. So it was 75 basis points or 3/4 of a percent, which was a pretty significant rise. The federal funds rate is now between 3 and 3.25%, and it's expected to get to maybe 4 or 4.25 by the end of the year. And I guess the important thing about this is that the Fed has made it very, very clear that their number one priority is to address inflation, and that means asset prices have to come down.
Is that the right strategy? Is the strategy to combat inflation as a number one priority and number one goal? I mean, we all know what the numbers are, 8.1, 8.3%, but we also know what inflation really feels like in our pocketbooks when we go buy groceries or perhaps buy gasoline. So is this focus on inflation, and despite the fact that interest rates are sort of the fallout from it, is that the right focus to have at this time for the Fed?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. There's some people that will argue vehemently that the Fed didn't really recognize that inflation was becoming a problem early enough, and so they're late to the party. Some people would suggest that perhaps inflation may be peaking and is starting to roll over. And if that's the case, then the Fed tightening into, you know, what looks like slowing inflation and certainly a slowing economy would be a problem. And it's hard to say. I mean, the reality is there's certain things the Fed has no control over. So the Fed has no control over supply chain issues. The Fed certainly doesn't have any control over what Putin does in Ukraine or elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And so some of these things, and then, of course, I would argue vehemently that the reason we've got so much inflation right now is because we pumped between $6 and $7 trillion of stimulus into the economy after COVID when it wasn't that total amount wasn't necessary. It was overkill. And so we had everybody going out and buying boats and RVs and second homes and all kinds of stuff. And this is the aftermath of that.
Terry, one of the effects of higher interest rates is higher returns for people who simply have even basic investments like certificates of deposit or savings accounts. For many years now, we've seen that interest rate like, you know, 0.01% or something along those lines. They are rising along with the interest rates that are rising, rising everywhere else. How might that inform our investments and what we do with our money?
Well, that's an interesting point. It's a sticky point because you could make an argument that really conservative older people might be getting a little bit more interest income on their investments, but their real rate of return is lower because inflation is so high. So if you've got, and I would argue inflation is probably closer to 10% in certain areas, certainly in food. And so if you're getting now 3% or 4% out of a CD, but you're still paying 10% of inflation, the reality is you're losing money. And where this is really affecting people is in their 401ks and their IRAs. I mean, as we speak, the market as a whole, but the S&P futures are down almost 32 points. The NASDAQ futures are down 140 points. We're essentially now at the lowest level we've been since March of 21. And we're getting really close to testing the lows that we hit back in June, and I think we're going to test those lows and go further. So it's going to cause a lot of pain. And I have to add in that the inflation numbers, part of the reason they're coming down is because the Biden administration dumped two-thirds of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve onto the market to bring energy prices down, which is one component of what they measure in inflation, to make it look like they're doing something. But that's going to, they're not going to be able to do that forever. And it's very likely those prices are going to go up. So I have a feeling that this is going to go longer. The rates are going to go higher, and it's going to cause a lot more pain economically than anybody has their head around right now.
Terry Sawchuk with us here on the Steve Gruber Show, founder of Sawchuk Wealth. Find him online at sawchukwealth.com, on Twitter at sawchukwealth. What about the workforce, Terry? I still hear stories. I don't go out to eat a whole lot, but I just heard more stories yesterday from people who were saying that restaurants are understaffed and service is taking a long time. We see beginning wages for many places approaching $15, even $16 an hour in places. How's the workforce being balanced here?
Well, the workforce, you know, this is all part of what they call the Great Resignation, and that's a combination of, you know, some people just got scared by COVID and maybe they're not ready to go back into the workforce. You know, you had a group of older people certainly that fall into that category, the baby boomers. It's clear that the younger kids are turning away from the traditional jobs. You know, they're trying to trade crypto or drive an Uber or a DoorDash or do different things. So that's a problem. And it's kind of a bifurcated situation because in the services area, like you just described in restaurants, there's definitely, you know, a shortage of employees. But as we get further into this, Scott, what's going to happen is you're going to get pretty significant layoffs because companies, and by the way, almost every CEO that you listen to on these investor calls are saying we are going to shrink our workforce. Mm-hmm. FedEx just warned that we're heading into a global recession. And when that happens, people are going to lose their jobs. That's part of the equation.
We've got about 60 seconds left here, Terry. If there is a serious recession, and there's the argument, of course, we already are in one with two consecutive quarters of negative growth. If there's something on the horizon, what are some checklists? What are some things people should be looking at right now?
Yeah, I mean, if it's not, it's still, in my opinion, not too late to raise cash. I think cash is king in a situation like this. The things that are going on in the world, these are not things that get solved quickly. What's going on in Europe is not going to get solved quickly. No, I mean, Germany is in an absolute mess, and I think it's the average person who's not really, really deep into the economic stuff wouldn't necessarily know this, but I think Europe as a whole is in a lot of trouble, and that's going to manifest more into the winter and next year. So my argument would be just raise cash, tighten the belt to the extent that you can, and let's get – it's like going through, you know, turbulence on an airplane. You strap down the seatbelt and you hang in there. Eventually it passes, but it's not a lot of fun.
All right, Terry Sawchuk, find them online, sawchukwealth.com, on Twitter at sawchukwealth. Terry, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
My pleasure, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Talk with Adam Lallone next from Patriot Foods on the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter. because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter, too. But if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, and loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better. And the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.